Low 90s. Just a slim chance of an isolated pop-up shower or thunderstorm. Throughout the week, we'll stay on the warm to hot side through Thursday. Then by Thursday night, Friday, an arriving front will likely produce some showers and get those highs down quite a bit into the 80s Friday and even low 80s over the upcoming weekend. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Dreaming of your next vacation? Imagine the breathtaking beauty of African safaris in Tanzania, or the allure and enchantment of Sicily's shores. Immerse yourself in the awe-inspiring vistas of the Alaskan fjords and the Inside Passage, surrounded by nature's grandeur with Seabourn Expeditions. Learn about special presentations on these and more great destinations at TravelCentralVacations.com or call today, 504-834-7000. Your journey of a lifetime awaits.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio Incorporated.
To save his life, call his wife in. Nothing to say, but what a day. How's your boy been? Nothing to do, it's up to you. I've got nothing to say, but it's okay.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, and welcome to another edition of Ringside Politics with a Punch. And your host, Jeff Couer. Well past 25 years of broadcast experience under his conservative belt, and still packing a punch. He's the host of Ringside Politics with a Punch, writes for townhall.com, and has a new book, America's Last Chance. Jeff also has his own YouTube channel, but even with all that going on, he hasn't forgotten his listeners. The ones who opine every day right here on WGSO. Call Jeff Couer right now at 556-9696.
Go to a show, you hope she goes. I've got nothing to say, but it's okay.
Wow. And welcome. This is not the morning, but the evening. It's our evening edition of our morning show. It's Ringside Politics, Jeff Couer with you. And we're starting something new, our new venture. From 6 to 7 in the evenings, helping you sort of wrap up your day, putting the day in review. And we're going to have great guests, interesting clips, your phone calls. And of course, we want you to spread the word and tell all of your friends about us. Part of our new lineup right here on WGSO, and we'll tell you a little bit more about that as we go through the hour. Today, a little bit later on, Josh Bernstein will join us. He is one of our Ringside All-Stars. And since we sort of moved around a little bit, and now we're just doing 7 to 9 in the morning, that is something that didn't work with our friend Josh. So we were able to work it out to have him on in the evenings on Mondays. So he's going to be our Monday All-Star joining us. And we always look forward to Josh. He's got a lot of provocative things to say, has his own show, and is working on his first book. So we're excited about that and excited to have him on later on in the program today. So we're going to be welcoming your phone calls in a bit at 504-556-9696. And of course, your emails at jeff@wgso.com. All right, so weeknights following this show will be an expanded version of American Ground Radio. They are a Louisiana-based program, and we have been airing their show for now. We're expanding to now 2 hours every weeknight, and we're excited to have them on from 7 to 9. And then following that great program will be Mark Levin and his show, which will be 9 to midnight. So we're real excited about our lineup in the evenings. Mark Levin is the number 3rd rated talk show host in the nation. And American Ground is really expanding, and we're glad to be part of their network. And, of course, in the mornings, after I conclude, we're going to have Moon Griffon on. And Moon is a great talk show host who's got a presence all over Louisiana. And now he's in the New Orleans area, so he'll be with us from 9 to 11. And we've got a lot of exciting things happening. More changes will be coming to our lineup. More new programming, more changes as far as our signal. And we'll be, of course, keeping you updated as we go along. We want to thank the generous folks who donated for our Give NOLA Day, which is actually tomorrow. WGSO is a nonprofit station, and we've already exceeded by 20 times what we raised last year. And we certainly encourage you, if you had a chance, to donate to our station. It is givenola.com/WGSO990AM. And I'm going to give a link to Josh to put on our podcast page for this evening's show. So you'll be able to go right there and just make your donation. Want to thank our generous donors who have so far decided to support WGSO. So we are a nonprofit station. We are locally focused, local programming, local hosts, locally operated and managed by a local board with yours truly as the president and general manager now. And we've been in existence for 78 years in this community and want to continue to expand and grow and serve the region. We're the community voice of the Crescent City. But at the same time, we accept and welcome callers from all over the nation. And we have people that join us from really every state. All 50 states have joined us here on the program. So we always look forward to having input from our great friends all over the country because we're struggling through similar problems. Bidenomics, an open border, you know, a decimated military, warmongering, a dysfunctional Congress, a corrupt media, a weaponized justice system, and it goes on and on. At my website, crewair.net, doing a web poll right now where I'm asking, you know, what is the number one problem that we're facing? Now, a lot of votes, but number one among the votes so far is the open border. So I'm curious to get your vote on that. What do you think? Is it abortion or climate change? That's what the left would say. That's the number one issue. The war in Ukraine, that's what Mitch McConnell would say. And Speaker Johnson would say. But how about you? What do you say? So go to crewair.net and cast your vote. So speaking of Johnson, it looks like he has got a reprieve. Marjorie Taylor Greene not going to be going forward with the motion to vacate. She had a meeting with him. They're going to be meeting again tomorrow. Some kind of deal might get worked out. I'm sure she was on the receiving end of lots of requests from the RNC and President Trump not to do it. Mike Johnson has turned out to be the RINO's best friend, the Democrats' best friend, delivering for them right and left. And, you know, they're happy with him, so they'd save him. No chance of getting rid of him. Since there's no chance of getting rid of him, why do it? I really have been reluctant to do it because of the worry that maybe there could be a slip from one of these RINO's and give the speakership to Hakeem Jeffries. But in effect, he's speaker now. He was on 60 Minutes the other night saying he's speaker. He's running things. So he was admitting what we all know. Mike Johnson's not in control. Republicans are not in control. It's Hakeem Jeffries. So we shall see what happens tomorrow as Speaker Johnson meets with Marjorie Taylor Greene and the Renegades. 504-556-9696. Donald Trump now threatened with jail time for violating the gag order. This is a man who has been denied his First Amendment rights. And his judge is just itching to throw him in prison. And my column, and you can check it out at WGSO.com, is, you know, concerning these radical leftist celebrities. Robert De Niro is threatening to punch Trump out all the time. Mick Jagger, who's blasting Jeff Landry here at Jazz Fest. And it's just one thing after another. Now, Jeffrey Katzenberg, a Hollywood producer, joins De Niro in comparing Trump to Hitler. I mean, it's just insane. Elon Musk had to correct these idiots in a tweet, saying, hey, we had 4 years of Trump. It wasn't Hitler. And by the way, he was producing Middle East peace with the Abraham Accords. Doubt Hitler would be doing that. I mean, these people are insane. They're insane. They've got Trump derangement syndrome running through their veins. They're sick. They're obsessed. Marjorie Taylor Greene's counterpart on the left, someone who is much more volatile and constantly threatening violence toward Trump supporters, is Maxine Waters. She claims that Trump supporters are training up in the hills for civil war. Maxine Waters wants the DOJ to do more witch hunts of MAGA, more investigations of right-wing organizations. As the country is in the process of being overrun with left-wing protests and left-wing organizers and left-wing violence and left-wing activists breaking into colleges, she's calling for an investigation into MAGA. She's insane, as are most of these people. Hey, what do you say? 504-556-9696. Jeff Cruer with you. It is Ringside Politics on the airways at our new evening time. So in the morning, 7 to 9, evenings 6 to 7, as we wrap up the day, look at some of the hot topics of the day, and of course, a lot going on with the trial. We'll continue to be following that. And of course, we want to hear from you about VP choices. Trump now evaluating 11 choices. We're going to see who he picks there. We're going to take a brief time out, take care of some business. A lot more Ringside coming your way. Keep it right here on WGSO. If you need storage, there's no place safer or more convenient than Clearview Mini Storage. It's locally owned and operated, open 7 days a week, 6:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. You can get storage units of all sizes for every need, and they have the best prices in Metairie guaranteed. It's monitored 24/7, and for a second floor unit, your first month is free. Contact my friend Tony at 455-2759. That's 455-2759, or learn more at clearviewministorage.com. Can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis? Economists are saying that it's at our doorsteps. By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from the turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide. Call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD and find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. That's 800-200-4653. Or visit us at crewairgold.com. That's crewairgold.com. Let's ground our financial future in something solid.
Hey folks, it's Jeff Cruer. When I'm hungry late at night, there's only one place that I go, TikTok Cafe. This 24-hour diner is the perfect casual place to chow down. It's tucked away at the corner of Causeway Boulevard and South I-10 Service Road in the heart of Metairie. This funky little cafe has been a neighborhood favorite since 1999. There's daily lunch specials and delicious dinner entrees, such as hearty burgers, Cajun seasoned pork chops, sirloin steaks, and the always popular country fried steak. But I love TikTok Cafe because it has breakfast 24 hours a day. From pancakes to corned beef hash, the breakfast menu is loaded with all your favorite items. Whether you're a sweet or savory breakfast eater, TikTok Cafe has something for you. For more information, check out their Facebook page at TikTok Cafe Metairie. You can always dine in or call for delivery at 834-6272. That's 834-6272. TikTok Cafe, always ready to serve you.
For over 30 years, the Monumental Task Committee has cleaned, restored, and repaired all monuments and statues in the New Orleans area. Dedicated to historic preservation, This volunteer-based nonprofit organization receives no government or taxpayer money. Please consider preserving Louisiana history by making a tax-deductible donation through the website at monumentaltask.org. That's monumentaltask.org.
Who dat? Wanna say what? Say it on Ringside Politics with a Punch. Call Jeff Cruer now at 556-9696. Call Jeff Cruer now.
Hey, welcome back. Open line here on the program. It is Ringside Politics in our new evening edition from 6 to 7 weeknights here on WGSO. Two more issues, and then we'll go to the phone lines. Good news. Hollywood is bleeding. Year to date, the box office is down 43%. It couldn't have happened to a nicer group. You know, your Jeffrey Katzenbergs and your people like Tom Hanks and Barbara Streisand and Robert De Niro and Julia Roberts and George Clooney and all of these idiots. And they want to bash us and condemn us, but they want our money. They want us to go to their movies, and people aren't doing that, and that's good. So I'd like to see this whole industry go bankrupt. 504-556-9696. And in Israel, military operations are beginning in Rafah in Gaza, while Hamas now is suddenly begging for a ceasefire. White House is quiet, as usual. No leadership from Creepy Joe. But, of course, doesn't matter to a lot of these leftists. They just hate Trump so much. They don't care what he does. And finally, Columbia University is canceling their commencement. The liberal activist masquerading as a president couldn't control anything going on in the campus. So another university to cancel. This is now going on all over the country, and it is being led not by MAGA supporters, Maxine Waters, but hardcore leftists. These are the people that want to switch out the American flag for the Palestinian flag. Hamas youth is now calling for the world to be liberated from white supremacy. 700 UNC faculty and staff want amnesty for the student protesters after the anti-US and anti-Israel demonstrations. And it is continuing. So we'll see where this all ends up. But interesting parallel to 1968, because in 1968, the Democrats had a left-wing radical protest on their hands, protesters condemning the Vietnam War. The convention was a mess. You had the American people wanting law and order, and lo and behold, Richard Nixon got elected. It could be a law and order election this time. It could help Donald Trump. Joe Biden doesn't have the support of police. Police don't like Joe Biden. They support Trump. So if this thing spirals out of control more, I think it is going to help Trump in his bid to take back the White House. All right, let's go to one of our friends. He's got a lot to say from the Buckeye State, the Queen City. Cash Money checking in with us here this morning. Hey, this evening. How are you doing, Cash? Welcome aboard.
Pretty good, Jeff. Since you're on it, we need to change your song. I can't be, you know, good morning at 6 p.m.
I know. We need a good evening, song.
I got a suggestion. Tell me if you like it. You know, Johnny Lang, he sings that nice song, Rack 'em Up. And we'll call it Ringside Politics with a Punch, the 12th round. Tune in for the knockout news of the day. Come on, boy, Jeff. I love it. I don't know. You know, let me know if I can help. Because it is the 12th round. You're in your 12th hour. And I love how, you know, open the day and give us the good news and then watch the horse crap that happens all day long and then chime in at the end of the evening. It's a beautiful scenario and setup. I love it.
Well, thank you,
let's
sir.
Let's talk about Israel.
Yes,
Israel, you know, put the gas pedal to the floor, son. We got to take them out. If Trump was in office, he'd be sending them pictures of their house, putting in a bunker bomb. They're gone. Off the face of the earth, remove them like ISIS. I don't care. No one can be respectful. You think you can infiltrate America and feel positive that you're going to win this game? We're about to crush you people in America doing what you're doing to us. I'm so tired. But let's talk about your successes, Jeff. This is a beautiful thing for you, and I'm so happy. I really hope you're going to bring me down and talk about it all. You know, I think I could be an asset, even though I might not be, you know, I don't know. We got to talk about that. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
What do you mean, man? You're a tremendous asset. You got a lot to say.
Well, you know, so, I need a place to belong, and I feel like I'm being canceled again. It's like a repeat of 2.5 years ago. They're working on me, you know. First is the isolation point where the phone don't ring at all. And then, bam, here comes the left, the right, the left, the right. You know, I'll have to turn into a Ringside Politics with a Punch 12th round every day. Because
we got to get you down here because we got the best people, the best food.
I hear you,
but
I don't
hear
you. Talk to me, Jeff. I'm your friend. Put me in the loop. It's time to talk some real because you're flying high down there. That's a beautiful thing. I'm loving it for you.
All right, my friend. Thank you. We'll talk. We'll talk.
Yes,
that's cash.
Thank you, Jeff. Have
money.
Great.
Yes. And we will. We're going to get a more appropriate open for the evening show. it's not the morning. It's a little bit later than that. All right, let's bring on one of our fired up friends, Cajun, whistleblowing, patriotic, pro-life, Buccaneer, Phil from Jefferson. What's happening, sir? How are you?
Hey, good evening, brothers, sisters. Jeff, it's not Hollywood, it's Holly Wormwood. It's a deadly, deadly poison. All the movies that come out of that place are evil, deadly poisons for your mind, your body, and your soul. Good evening, brother and sister, pro-life, whistleblowing, patriotic Americans. The war on our real president, Donald Trump, Israel the precious, and America the beautiful continues. Campus, communist, Nazi, domestic, foreign, and domestic terrorists are attacking our families, friends, and businesses, and even government buildings all across America, and even universities. And there's a whole bunch of illegal aliens that all kinds of got free credit cards and guns. And they're coming after us, me and you. We, the people of America, must demand law and order. We must demand the immediate arrest of all these unlawful terrorists. Stop the murder, rape, riots, the unlawful burning and destruction. Demand right now the deployment of our United States Marshals, our Army National Guard, our state and local police, and even our beloved United States military.
Yes.
Shut down the border now. Stop all the riots, burning, looting, and murdering, and raping right now, because they're coming after us, and Biden is supplying them with guns!
Amen. Amen, brother. Whistleblower. All right, I think we have time for one of our clips here. Just wanted to share in our final minute here what some business owners are saying. We got a bad economy here, folks. Let's check out clip number one.
So inflation remains a sticky and top issue for our small business owners. According to our latest CNBC SurveyMonkey Small Business Confidence Index, only 1 in 4 now say that inflation has peaked. That's down from nearly a third last quarter. Meanwhile, 3/4 say they still expect inflation to continue to rise. That's also up from 69% last quarter. More than 1 in 3 said that inflation, rather, is their biggest threat to business right now. That is 3 times as many who say consumer demand, labor shortages, supply chain, or interest rates are their top threats to business.
So, yeah, it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare scenario. Bidenomics, high inflation, high interest rates, low consumer confidence. We're talking about a mess across the country, which is why the guy's going to lose this November. Quick timeout. Josh Bernstein joins us next. We'll be back.
100 years have passed since Our Lady of Fatima first appeared to the 3 shepherd children in Portugal. Her request, when granted, will assure peace in the world. Her requests are simple: the consecration of Russia to her Immaculate Heart by the Pope and all bishops of the world, pray the rosary every day, and practice the first 5 Saturdays devotion. When enough people follow her instructions, there will be peace. If her requests continue to be ignored, there will be dire consequences. Time is running out. Please pray for the conversion of Russia. For information about Fatima, contact www.fatima.org.
Southern Legal Clinics is a family-owned business. Three brothers, Stephen, Tim, and Pat Rooney, and two nieces, Kristen and Courtney Rooney. They have been in business for over 40 years. They treat their clients as family. The law firm has six offices in Southeast Louisiana, and they've handled thousands of criminal and civil cases in 17 different parishes over the last 40 years in the federal, state, and parish courts. They offer extensive criminal and civil litigation experience, handling estate planning, succession, wills, bankruptcy, domestic law, and personal injury. Their fees are very reasonable, and they offer free consultations. Their attorneys have given back to the community and have volunteered countless hours of time, coaching, serving on boards, and being active members of civic organizations. For more information, visit SouthernLegalClinics.com or call 504-455-4185.
For over 30 years, the Monumental Task Committee has cleaned, restored, and repaired all monuments and statues in the New Orleans area. Dedicated to historic preservation, this volunteer-based nonprofit organization receives no government or taxpayer money. Please consider preserving Louisiana history by making a tax-deductible donation through the website at monumentaltask.org. That's monumentaltask.org.
With the Louisiana Radio Network Legislative Report, I'm Brooke Thorington. A meeting was held in Shreveport Monday to discuss the options on how to proceed with choosing the state's congressional map. Attorney General Liz Muro released a statement that the Secretary of State has issued a May 15th deadline for the map to be in place for the fall election. In the statement, she said the panel is inclined to move the deadline that she says will, quote, create more chaos for the state's congressional election. Muro wants the current map that was passed by lawmakers to remain in place. Jared Evans, an attorney with the NAACP Legal Defense Fund who defended the overturned map, says the judges don't believe a new map can be in place by next Wednesday. Murrell said the U.S. Supreme Court is expected to review the case this week. A three-judge panel issued a decision last week that Louisiana's congressional map creating a second majority black district was unconstitutional because of racial gerrymander. They sided in a 2-1 vote with the plaintiffs who sued, leaving Louisiana as the only state in the country without a congressional map. LRN.
No more mold. No more damage. No more outdated old bathroom. No more slipping and hurting. No more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-770-5322. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-770-5322. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-770-5322. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-770-5322. That's 800-770-5322.
Are you in a constant battle with mosquitoes outside your house? Stop smacking yourself in the face. Call Mosquito Joe. Whether it's playing ball with the kids are cooking out, Mosquito Joe treatments allow you to enjoy your yard without the nuisance of pesky mosquitoes, ticks, and fleas. No more itching and scratching, and no more wasting time on smelly products that don't work. Visit MosquitoJoe.com or call 504-208-2361 for more information and a free quote. With Mosquito Joe, outside is fun again. Hey, it's Jeff Cruer. Is it time to renew your license? The DMV is slow, but Quick Notary is fast. Quick Notary can renew your license fast. So don't waste your time. Save yourself the hassle. Come to Quick Notary for all your DMV services today. They're in Metairie at 1035 Veterans Boulevard, corner West William David. Their other services include vehicle registration renewal, vehicle title transfer, notarizing affidavits or bill of sales, power of attorney, donations, and even wills. You can even get your new license plate issued right on the spot. And don't wait for the rush. At Quick Notary, you can get your nationally mandated Real ID. They're open till 5:30 p.m. during the week and 4 p.m. on Saturday. For more information, dial 504-598-5666. That's 504-598-5666. Or visit them on Facebook. That's Quick Notary. That's Q-U-I-K Notary. For all your notary services, there's no one quicker or better than Quick Notary. I guarantee it.
For over 30 years, the Monumental Task Committee has cleaned, restored, and repaired all monuments and statues in the New Orleans area. Dedicated to historic preservation, this volunteer-based nonprofit organization receives no government or taxpayer money. Please consider preserving Louisiana history by making a tax-deductible donation through the website at monumentaltask.org. That's monumentaltask.org.
You know, they say opinions are like, you know, flowers. Call 556-9696. Call Ringside Politics with a Punch and Jeff Cruer now.
All right, this is the debut of our new evening edition of Ringside Politics. We're glad to have you with us. Of course, you can check us out in the morning, 7 to 9, and in the evenings, now 6 to 7. And every day on the program, we have historically had Ringside All-Stars, and now we're going to be bringing some to the evening, including the next gentleman who is joining us. He is a tremendous talk show host, also website publisher, and soon-to-be author, Josh Bernstein, joining us this evening. How are you, my friend? Good evening to you.
I'm back. I am so glad to be back with all my patriots from Louisiana. I've missed you all. God bless you all. Let's rock and roll. Josh Bernstein, yeah. JBUShow.com. That's the place to go. You can find out all the information. I'm working on a book, as Jeff just mentioned. Congratulations once again, Jeff, for this monumental career change. I wish you nothing but the best of luck. I'm sure you're going to knock it right out of the park.
Thank you, sir.
And for the folks that are listening, please check out JBUShow.com. Remember, if it's banned on social media, you'll find it there.
Yes, indeed. And we'll get some phone calls in a second at 504-556-9696. Looks like they're trying to put Donald Trump in prison. Looks like they're itching to do so. Trump said he'll gladly go for the Constitution and for the country. Would this radical, whacked-out judge go that far as to do that, Josh?
That's a great question. Man, you know, when he's charging him, what, $1,000, it seems like a day, every single time he opens his mouth, you'll notice that he did a press conference even before today when he went into court and he talked about how it's a rigged process and it's election interference. And then right after that, I believe he gave him another $1,000 fine. So I think anything's possible. But I will say this, if he was to do something that egregious, I think that the pushback from people like me and you and conservative media and the patriots around this whole country that can see this facade and this charade of what's happening, I think that we would certainly be loud against it, and we would do everything we could to make our voices heard, and I think that they would backtrack. I truly do.
It's just an amazing spectacle to see the leading presidential candidate on trial. And this is the first of four. And Joe Biden is on the campaign trail. But I mean, the more we see of Joe, the worse he looks and the worse his poll numbers get. I saw a poll the other day where Trump was 10 points ahead. ABC tried to give us a poll where they were supposedly tied. Yet you look at all the breakdown of the poll, and Biden is collapsing with his support among young people, blacks and Hispanics. I mean, the guy is cratering, Josh. Is that how you see it?
Yeah, there's no question about it. I mean, look, I think, you know, what you have, folks, and people, you have to understand, what happened in May of 2020? We had Fentanyl Floyd, which followed the Summer of Love and all the violence and all the different areas and all the different blue cities and all of that. So, yeah, now you fast forward 4 years, and in the same exact month, what's happening? The college campuses are ablaze with rioters and terrorists and Hamas supporters and everything else. So while this is all going on, remember, in May of 2020 were the plans to steal the 2020 election. That's when everybody got together in Washington, D.C., in the conference rooms without the media, Republicans and Democrats, and they plotted to steal the election. So what's happening right now in May is what I'm concerned about. As everybody's out there and they're concentrating on what's going on at Columbia or Ole Miss or North Carolina or whatever school it may be, what are the Democrats doing right now behind the scenes? I think that that needs to be our focus more than anything else.
So behind the scenes, Wayne Allen Root saying, here comes Michelle Obama. Joel Gilbert has been talking about that for a while. Others are telling me, like my friend Baron Hansen of South Carolina, that it's going to be Hillary. I talked to another friend today, thinks Biden is not going to make it past the convention, that they'll switch him out. Your thoughts, Josh?
Well, look, I interviewed Joel Gilbert, too, the filmmaker, and he swears up and down, puts his career on the line, basically, that that Big Mike is going to be put on the ticket. I don't know if that's going to happen. I think that it's possible they could switch something out at the convention. But you have to understand there's going to be a certain point where they're going to start printing ballots, or unfortunately, because we don't have voting day anymore. It seems like we have voting year, right?
Right.
It seems
right.
Like that anyway. And so you have, you know, a couple of months here where they open up voting. So if they're going to have to make a decision, I would assume by the end of June, the first or second week of July, because you're going to have to print ballots and you're going to have to know which candidates are on those ballots. So I think the closer and closer we get towards these conventions, the more probably likely it won't be, unless they do something, you know, at the convention and then they immediately print up these new ballots. It seems a little of a stretch. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it can't happen.
Right.
But months ago, if you would have asked me that question, I would have said, yeah, there's a pretty strong possibility.
But he's still there, and of course, he's still stumbling, bumbling, fumbling, and mumbling his way through speeches and appearances. It's a total embarrassment. And he showed no leadership on these campus protests. He's, of course, stabbed Israel in the back. Israel has defied Biden. They've begun their offensive in Rafah to finish off Hamas after rejecting the terror group's latest ceasefire ploy. Good move, Josh?
Absolutely. The bad move is the Biden regime has decided to cut off ammunition to Israel, which is obviously going to be a problem for them unless somebody else steps up and gives them more ammunition to finish the job. But again, you know, these protests, and again, you can't call them protests. They're violent riots. You know, what happened on January 6th was a cakewalk. It was a Mother Goose rhyme, okay, compared to what we have seen. The broken windows, the violence, mm-hmm. the chasing down of Jewish students, the fires, the building walls, right? These people don't believe in walls except for the walls around the police. I mean, it's unbelievable what these colleges have been allowing these students to get away with and do. But yet, is anybody going to be arrested like they were on January 6th and charged with violent entry? Are any of these people going to be arrested under any type of, you know, seditious conspiracy charges or anything like that? I don't know. I know that there's some independent groups and litigation going on where they're trying to charge a lot of these students with the terrorism, anti-terrorism task force act, mm-hmm. Which would be great because, of course, not only would they be all expelled, but you would have a felony, and it's obviously pretty hard to get a felony off your record. There's also been 13 federal judges that have now announced that they will no longer accept law clerks from Columbia University. So it is turning. It is definitely yeah. turning, and I think that the Democrats – look, when you see a poll where Trump is within 10 points in New York and only down – and winning, by the way, in Michigan like 14, 15 points, then yeah. clearly you can see there's a cataclysmic
something
shift
happening.
Towards yeah. President Trump. But remember, it's not who votes. It's who counts those votes. It's who
right.
runs those votes. It's CISA. It's Cytl, mm-hmm. it's Smartmatic, it's SGO, it's Minion, it's all of these machines hooked up to the mm-hmm. internet. That is our issue. I do love Trump's new slogan, outvote the fraud, or what did he say? Too big to rig is what
too
he
said.
Too
big to rig, and yeah. Swamp them.
It's mm-hmm. a great slogan, and I hope yeah. that more people understand that that's what we have to do as a nation.
Yeah.
We have to vote in numbers to make it too big to
rig. We know they're going to use every possible measure to steal it like they did last time, and they're going to double down on their efforts. So the turnout needs to be so massive that they can't do it, that they, you know, fail. And hopefully that'll happen. I think there's a lot of enthusiasm for President Trump. A big question is his VP, 11 choices supposedly being vetted. President Trump making some comments about some of them, event down at Mar-a-Lago. Do you have a favorite among these potential VP candidates, Josh?
Out of the ones that he's talked about, there's really only two that I would even think would be a good choice, and that would be Byron Donalds, the congressman, and then I would probably say probably Dr. Ben Carson. I think Dr. Ben Carson is a really safe person. He doesn't really have any, you know, skeletons too much. I mean, everything's kind of been vetted. He's already run for president before. He's kind of a quiet guy, so he's definitely the yin to the yang of President Trump. He could be one of those people that doesn't hurt anything, but could only help. You know, I think he's a safe bet in that respect. But look, I've said this before and I'll say it again. I want to see somebody bold. I want to see someone that's going to protect President Trump from a possible violent attack. And somebody like that would be a Tucker Carlson, a Kerry Lake, a Mike Flynn, a Marjorie Taylor Greene, even possibly, or, you know, somebody like that, Matt Gaetz, somebody, you know, Josh Hawley, somebody that they would look at.
Josh Hawley's awesome.
The establishment would then say, oh, my God, we would never want to work with that person. So we're going to leave Trump alone.
That's now, I know you've got your questions about Vivek Ramaswamy. He's not on your list, right?
No. And at this point right now, I don't believe he's in contention because I think he was eliminated, or at least I heard that he was eliminated by the Trump team, you know, weeks ago. So I don't know. And he's a gamble because you don't know 100% whether his intentions are the right ones or not. He sounds great. He talks a great game, but again, talking cheap. And in this type of situation, we can't make mistakes.
We can't make a Mike Pence mistake again, can we?
No, absolutely not. And that's what you would see with Tim Scott. That's what you would see with Elise Stefanik. That's what you would see with Kristi Noem. That's what you would see with so many others. You know, it's just one of these things where we have to pick a real, true conservative.
What do you make of J.D. Vance? He seems to be at the top of the list. J.D. Vance.
J.D. Vance, you know, Senator, Ohio, good guy, has fought for Trump, has fought for conservative principles and values. I mean, like I said, what does he really do? I mean, I think Ohio is already in President Trump's corner. He won it big last time. He won it big in 2016. You're talking 8 to 10 percentage points, maybe even 11 or 12, I think, even in the last election. So I think Ohio is really not considered so much of a swing state, kind of like Florida anymore. I think you're looking at, you know, Nevada, New Hampshire, Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. I would say that those are the states in which this election will either be won or stolen in.
Jeff Cruer here. It's Ringside Politics, our new evening edition, and the one and only Josh Bernstein with us as we discuss all the hot topics of the day. We got about a minute until the break, and then we're going to come back and open up some phone lines. So, Josh, of course, looking at the trials, looking at the polls, looking at what's going on with the presidential campaign, people are definitely nervous. So, we, of course, are prayerful that we're going to have a big victory in November. All right, hang on. A lot more coming your way. We'll be right back. If you need storage, there's no place safer or more convenient than Clearview Mini Storage. It's locally owned and operated, open 7 days a week, 6:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. You can get storage units of all sizes for every need, and they have the best prices in Metairie guaranteed. It's monitored 24/7, and for a second floor unit, your first month is free. Contact my friend Tony at 455-2759. That's 455-2759, or learn more at clearviewministorage.com. Are you in a constant battle with mosquitoes outside your house? Stop smacking yourself in the face. Call Mosquito Joe. Whether it's playing ball with the kids or cooking out, Mosquito Joe treatments allow you to enjoy your yard without the nuisance of pesky mosquitoes, ticks, and fleas. No more itching and scratching, and no more wasting time on smelly products that don't work. Visit MosquitoJoe.com or call 504-208-2361 for more information and a free quote. With Mosquito Joe, outside is fun again.
Are you tired of cookie cutter advertising? Do you want professionals that understand your needs and budgets? If so, let me recommend the Madley Group. It's a marketing agency based in St. Tammany, offering creative services such as branding and copywriting, video and photography, social media strategies, print and digital design, project management, and web design and strategies. They believe that relationships with their clients are just as important as their craftsmanship. And it's no surprise that they have an array of satisfied clients who appreciate the homegrown values of the Madley Group. Their approach is simple, lots of listening until they fully grasp your vision. Then they put their mind power on it to deliver effective created solutions within your budget and time frame. For more information, check out themadleygroup.com or email them at info@madleygroup.com. The Madley Group, dedicated to delivering stellar work that generates results. Hey folks, it's Jeff Cruer. Let me tell you about a company I trust, Eagle Security Systems. They've been locally owned and operated for over 40 years. They provide residential and commercial security and fire systems. They install surveillance camera systems and provide 24-hour alarm monitoring by their central station. Eagle Security Systems can offer cellular interactive service, which allows you, the customer, to control your system from a smart device anywhere. They can take over any existing alarm system and provide cable TV and internet wiring for your home or business. So you're tired of just being a number? Do you want to experience personal service? Then you need to call Eagle Security Systems 504-340-1414 or check out their website eaglesecuritynola.com. I trust Eagle Security and you should too. And let them protect your home and business with the eyes of an eagle.
Well, it's been established. Ringside Politics with a Punch doesn't pull any. Let loose and call now, 556-9696. Call Jeff Cruer now.
Hey, we welcome Josh Bernstein now. Going to be joining us Monday evenings here on the Ringside Politics program as we start our new evening edition of the program from 6 to 7 as we wrap up the day. It's going to be a lot of fun, and come join us in the evenings right here on WGSO. Let's go to some calls at 504-556-9696. Our friend Matthew in Metairie is with us. How are you, sir? Good evening. Good evening.
I'm doing well. And Josh, it is good to hear from you again. So I'm glad Josh
is on
there.
It's great to be back.
I need to ask you a question, and if you don't know the answer, that's fine. But I'm under the impression that the civilian, the quote-unquote, air quote, see the air quote, civilians in Gaza can, at any time they wish, put their hands up and walk towards the Israeli lines to surrender. Am I correct in that assumption?
I would assume you are. I don't know how, you know, the international policy works with that. But again, I can't imagine why people wouldn't be able to do that. And if they did that, I guess you would have less support inside of Gaza. And so maybe that could put at least some political pressure on Hamas. But look, the bottom line here is Israel has got to do what they have to do to survive. And I don't know if you saw this, bringing up another topic, but the International Criminal Court, which are a bunch of criminals themselves, the prosecutor is trying to file war crimes against not just Netanyahu, but many in his cabinet, military officials and generals. So the Republican senators, and here's how you know that the Democrats hate Israel. Not one Democrat senator co-signed on this legislation, but there is basically a warning saying that if you go after the International Criminal Court, if you go after Netanyahu and Israel for defending themselves, not only would it be unprecedented in ICC history, but more importantly, we will sanction you and America will pull out our funding and go after you. So I love the fact that about 10 or 12 Republican senators have put out this warning. So we'll see what happens.
Good.
Well, that'd be good. But what you just told me about the fact that they have the right to surrender, get food, water, and, you know, the stuff that they're claiming that the mean Israelis are keeping them from getting, and they're not doing it. That tells me a lot. That tells me they want to get killed.
It tells me they support Hamas. and that, as others have said, including
getting
the...
getting killed would support Hamas. Mm-hmm.
Right.
They have no desire
could
to
be
live.
For the cause.
Hey, thank you, Matthew. Yeah. Appreciate the call. Yeah. Thank you to hear from you, sir. You know, there's no daylight between the vast majority of these Palestinians in Gaza and Hamas. I mean, the Hamas won the election there in 2006, never relinquished power. Hamas has strong popularity among the population there. So you don't have a lot of Palestinians that are upset at the terror group Hamas. They support the group, correct?
Yeah, there's no question about it. I mean, you know, the best person to point that out was the Hamas commander's son, who basically has gone on a speaking tour, if you will, of
right.
truth, and saying, look, there's really truly no difference between Hamas's leadership and, you know, military wing and the people of Gaza, because, again, they support them. If they didn't, they wouldn't have them in the situation, or maybe there'd be an interior coup against them, because, again, it affects everybody's life that is living there. So if you are so upset and disheveled and despaired and everything else, don't you think you would try to stop the people that are continuously putting you in that position? But of course not. Blame Israel.
Yeah. All right. Let's get back to the phone lines. Our good friend, the Flaming Conservative, is with us. How are you, sir? Good evening.
Good evening on your debut broadcast of the Jeff and Mimi Show. And good afternoon, Josh. It's great to hear you again. And I'm on prime time now, 5 p.m. on Friday. So I get to open up for the Jeff and Mimi Show.
Well, we'll be, he said, she said, on Wednesdays, and I'll be Ringside Politics the other days of the week. But yeah, Mimi, you'll be making some appearances, hopefully, throughout the week. So hopefully we'll hear a lot more from Mimi. What you got, my friend? Any comments you want to share?
Yes, we got another title for Cajun Buccaneer. You always say Cajun Whistleblower, Pro-Life Buccaneer. Now you can add this to his title, to his accomplishment. The Flaming Liberals' Worst Nightmare. Yeah, another he called Phil a racist, a David Duke fan, and Phil cut him off like cut him on the spot.
Okay,
Flaming Liberal. When you catch him in lies, he yells and screams. But it was a great show Friday, man. I mean, Flaming Liberal got owned. Josh, I wish he was with us, because I'm sure you'd have put him on his butt.
I'm sure he would have. He's done it before. All right, my friend. Thank
I
you very
Liberal
much.
Dan.
Yeah, appreciate it.
I miss
it.
Liberal Dan. You should have him call in at some point.
Yeah, Liberal Dan has been on hiatus. We'd love to have him back, because he's a regular contributor, but we haven't heard from him in a while. And plenty of other liberals have gone into hiding in recent months, but they're welcome to come back if they want to participate. Josh, it's a pleasure, my friend. Look forward to our Monday visits here in the evening on the Ringside Politics program. Keep us posted on the book. I can't wait. We're going to help you promote it to our listening audience. And look forward to great things from you, my friend. Thanks so much. Thanks to Josh in the studio and all of you. We'll see you in the morning for Ringside Politics on WGSO.
Plan is the only solution to the world's problems. Nothing else will work. Amend Our Lives, offer penance for the conversion of sinners, First Saturday devotion, and say the rosary daily in the manner requested by Our Lady of Fatima. This will end the chastisement of this coronavirus, prevent greater chastisements, and result in the conversion of Russia to the Catholic faith and a period of world peace. Learn everything about Fatima at Fatima.org.
For all your Trump gear, there's no place better than USA Trump Store. It's the largest Trump store in the world. What started out as a hobby has turned into an empire. The USA Trump Store is like Disneyland for Trump supporters. Their big new store location is near Dallas, Texas in Gainesville. I-35 exit 501 on Liberty Road next to Tractor Bob's. They're open Thursday through Sunday. And you can get more information at usatrumpstore.com or by calling 214-384-7328. That's 214-384-7328. The USA Trump Store. With varsity jackets, hats, flags, t-shirts, plush, face masks, purses, jewelry, socks, magnets, stickers, accessories, scarves, and your Trump money. For all things Trump, that's the USA Trump Store. Visit usatrumpstore.com. The largest Trump store in the world. That's usatrumpstore.com.
A Louisiana vacation is different for everyone. My Louisiana is a dance in the street celebration. Or it could be the tranquility of a sunrise over the water.
Sometimes it's an airboat ride in a gator-filled swamp.
Or it's kicking back with a bowl of gumbo and some live music. But for you, well, it could be whatever you want it to be. Because when you find your Louisiana, you feed your soul. Visit findyourlouisiana.com.
Anytime.